Warning! This podcast is almost entirely unedited. If your ears are picky and discerning, beware. You have been warned by this warning.
What the f*** is going on down there?
Hello everyone, this is WTF and TFW on this, it's supposed to be Friday night on May the 29th, it's technically Saturday morning, but we were all, well, a bunch of people were in the bar longer than I was. I was actually out meeting some friends of mine from the internet radio thing I do, but I'll leave that aside. You can just say, cool story, bro. And we were down in the bar and hanging out, fun times, but there were things that happened beforehand. There were some panels this morning. What was the first panel?
Animated.
No, the first actual panel was the club. No, right! I asked about this. Okay. No, he was the second one. Someone went to the club panel and immediately said, did you guys Google Nexus Maximus? The story is, they were bouncing around a ton of names, some of which included the prefix Nexus, some of which included the suffix Maximus. They liked the sound of those, so they thought, why don't we just combine them? And they didn't Google it. So, I was really hoping the story was, yeah, we Googled it. Wink. But it wasn't, so... What's your reaction to that, Gog?
I'm eating barbecue baked Lays.
Thank you. How about you, Buzz?
This is the first I've heard of it.
Are you proud?
I'm shocked and appalled.
Foster, what about you over here?
I thought it was not worth the LOLOLs, but maybe worth an LOL.
I agree. Yeah, I agree.
Where's the pen, ladies and gentlemen?
And special guest Macabre Mouse, do you agree with Foster Locker?
I believe I'd rather own the GIS results rather than the actual toy.
Oh, burn.
All right, so...
I don't even know. Was that a burn?
Third degree.
It has blisters.
As far as I know, that was the only interesting thing that happened at that panel, because that's the only thing anyone told me about that panel. I'm sure other questions were asked, other questions were answered. I'm sure that our site has coverage, but the hotel internet blows, so I can't actually check. anyway, there was another panel after that, which was Stan Bush and Vince DiCola. Again, I missed that one mostly because I slept in. I did, however, discover that I went on Twitter, I believe, thanks to Sean Long, we found out the name of the rapper from the new Touch video. His name is Jim. I'm not kidding.
MC Jim.
No, just Jim. No, James, actually. But I like
James.
To think...
James.
James?
Yeah.
Well, I couldn't remember if it was James or Jim.
You said James earlier today.
Okay, because I mixed them both together all the time. Well, you see, a lot of people think Jim is derogatory. I actually think Jim is a lot more pleasant. It rolls
like
off the
Jimmy.
Tongue.
It's more, you know...
Well, James is a biblical name.
Fun. Yeah, but Jimmy is kind of like little kid. I don't know. Anyway, the guitarist also had a name. It started with an R, I think, but I actually forgot what it was. And everyone looks around and eats chips, and they're like, I don't know. Foster Log, our information man, will take a look. Anyway, again, I don't actually know what else was said at the panel because I wasn't there, and I didn't get any reports on it. I'm guessing the music panel, as much as I respect Stan and Vince, I'm guessing it was a little quiet because it's a Friday morning panel. It was a very Q&A-centric panel. But hopefully I'll be able to get some information on that. This is a live thing again.
I can tell you we didn't front page it.
Huh?
the music panel.
Well, there you go.
So Soul Fury's editorial discretion...
Not worth it.
Yeah. Whatever.
0 stars.
I'm not arguing with Simon.
Soul Fury, 0 stars.
Not please lock.
Okay.
The butcher strikes again.
You doing okay over there? All right.
Emphasis on the baked.
Oh, yeah.
So, after that was the animated panel, which was the one that a lot of people actually wanted to see. And the animated crew, it wasn't just the trio. It was a whole gigantic whack ton of them.
It was a goggle.
It was a goggle. It was people from every stage of a gaggle.
Yeah, there was at least eight people.
A herd.
Yeah. It was the three from the last BotCon. A herd. And it was also Otis, the sound guy, a couple other designers, a couple other directors, and a colorist, I believe, as well.
One, maybe two.
Yeah, and it was pretty neat. They detailed, you know, a lot of the process of an episode. They showed the disc they showed at TFCon, which had all the shorts, including a bunch that never made it to TV. And then they opened up the Q&A period, and then Brian Savage ended it about 5 minutes later.
They showed 16 video clips.
Yep.
And they took about 35 out of the 45 minutes.
That is true.
And that was by design.
So I've been told.
So I assume. Deduced.
Yeah, I thought it was a shame, because there were a lot of questions that could have been asked that wouldn't have been kind of groaners.
Well, they made a big point of one of the clips was going to be something that had only been seen at TFCon until then. So why not just show that one instead of everything else plus that one? Well, it just would have been nice to have had more time for everything else.
Are you claiming there's some kind of function on the remote control that would help speed up the DVD up until that point?
Just make a shorter DVD, and then you don't have to speed nothing up.
I guess so.
Yeah, you guess right.
I agree.
You know what? I don't agree anymore. I changed my position. I wish they showed more clips.
This is pretty stirring and riveting stuff here. The questions asked were interesting, although we did get a lot of questions that... not everyone would know this, but there were questions that people in the know would know would not get answered, such as, can you tell me the plot spoiler from the end of Season 3 that we didn't know? Can you tell me the other... And I know that they probably kept the Q&A short to avoid a lot of that, and they said right up front that the panel was about the artistic direction of animated, not... what happened and what's going to happen. And after that was Orson Kurtzman, who came up, and Orsi himself said, Star Trek is over, it's time for robots.
Of course, the first question was Star Trek related.
Well, really...
That was the second.
Yeah. There were a lot of... Well, to be fair, there were a lot of questions where they weren't Star Trek related, just they opened up with, you know, I love Star Trek. By the way, here's my question. And that's all fair and good. Star Trek, fun watch. But I was wrong. I thought that the whole Q&A was going to be utterly derailed into Star Trek. And there were a lot of very decent questions asked, especially by me. No.
Yeah, yours was good.
I liked mine. But there were better ones, and there were really interesting ones. There was the great story that the writers were locked in a hotel room for 4 months, eating nothing but expensive lobster sandwiches.
Sexist sandwiches!
What really surprised me, though, was Seth, you didn't go up there to ask Orsi a question.
Yeah, I totally wussed out on that deal. For people that didn't know, I had had a PM exchange with Orsi about the possibility of getting him on the podcast, and he seemed to indicate that that was a very distinct possibility and would most likely have happened in November, and by November I mean last November. And he has been very cagey, and by cagey, I mean not responding to any messages since then. So I was originally going to verbally accost him, but I totally chickened out.
What did you guys all think of the Orsi Kurtzman thing?
I thought it was decent. It was fairly short. They opened it up to Q&A fairly early, I would say. And then after that, I was noticing women saying, I love you, I love Shia, tell me about
Did you
your
see
body.
Shia? Did you touch Shia?
That chick was kind of hot.
Yeah, but do you look like Shia?
Kind. No. But she was only kind of hot.
I will say that both Orsi and Kurtzman seem fairly confident about their work for the new movie.
Definitely.
Which is good. I mean, that's a good sign. So we'll have to wait and. Wait till we see the movie, and then we'll judge their opinions afterwards.
Definitely. Foster! What did you think of that panel?
I thought that the non-answer regarding Grindor's presence as in the film and as a toy was cryptic. That piqued my interest.
Yeah, definitely.
As not much else has.
What are you doing?
I'm doing an audio boo right now. It's meta.
Friggin' web 4.0. Anyway,
we're recording.
Now's not the time, Seth.
That was approximately my point.
Hey, Macabre Mouse is on his way out, and he's waving, and he's waving.
Love you all.
He loves us all. Opening the door, closing the door. Okay, the door is closed. Anyway, continue.
No, there's a guy who literally did not make it through the podcast.
Yeah, you're right. Oh, no, Silas walked off halfway through the last one, and he left a MicroMaster here that he still hasn't picked up.
Yeah, come get your GoBucks,
Silas. Confiscated, or we start a junkie on Thread.
Who wants an overload MicroMaster in a Ziploc bag that was touched by Silas, a.k.a. Shibamura Prime? Please PM Shibamura Prime.
But there were some good tidbits in there, some nice insight on the writing, on the process. It was like the ask Orsi a question Thread come to life.
Only without Buzz there with a riot stick.
Well, he was there with the riots. He whacked me a couple of times.
Also,
I just
also
kept it
without,
in my pants.
Also, without Orsi's ability to just skip responses at will.
I think that was the last panel of the day, right?
It was. Yep.
Yeah, so after that, we had a lunch break. And then the dealer room opened, and holy crap, Hasbro's display was like 15 times the size of every other one.
I just received a warning from Super Megatron.
For taking an hour on the concierge shuttle at In-N-Out Burger when I was waiting for it to take me to Target.
Breaking news as it happens.
That's pretty harsh, man.
Yeah, staff can be warned and infracted. Let's see if I can do it back.
I don't know.
For not walking to Target because you could have been there and back in the hour it took to wait for the shuttle.
No, you're only a supermod. He's an admin.
Yeah, you can't go up rank.
He's up there in his castle. He's sniped you.
Yeah.
I would say that discussing administrative policy is against TFW rules.
Foster
Logger is a supermod. He outranks me, so that's it. Final word goes to him.
I think that's another warning.
Guilty as charged. This is public discussion of staff action.
Oh, hell, we're all dead.
Temp ban.
And you're all in it with me, unless you can edit this out.
We don't edit this podcast.
We don't.
No, we're flying by the seat of our pants.
You are done.
I'm just the extra roommate, so I know not of these things.
No, you just devoted to
back office dealings.
Anyway, so the dealer room had a big-ass Hasbro panel booth thing in it, and it was enormous, and there were lots of toys on display, including Freeway Jazz, who was very gray. And
including Ultimate Devastator.
And Ultimate Devastator, whose scavenger component is titanically large.
And Electrostatic Soundwave, who was Sans Kitar Ratbat.
Oh, hell.
I don't know what that means, but I wanted to see the bat in action, in person. I didn't get that yet.
Me too, and apparently the Ejector the Toaster was in the corner of a display case where I couldn't find him.
The bottom shelf.
Yeah,
back
bottom,
in the corner.
Bottom,
oh,
back
yeah,
in the corner. Everyone hates the toaster. And, yeah, they also had the big Devastator. Scavenger's big. We couldn't see what his electronics were, unfortunately. Also, I got a free RPM, because I found, thank you, Seth. And I found a flyer that was handed to me, and I traded it in for free RPM, which was neat. And they were showing animated stuff. They were showing, Activision was showing movie stuff. There was a lot of really cool displays, but there were also lots of toys. I got me a Masterpiece Grimlock from TF Source. That's really all I bought. I had to borrow $20 off GogDog to do it, too.
There were displays of Universe Ultra store exclusives that I hadn't seen before.
That's true! Yeah, I was wondering what those were.
There was another maroon Power Glide, which will be, you know, Western release. It does have more gray, and we should see the robot mode tomorrow, but I'm expecting gray arms that were a little more original toy accurate and show accurate.
Did it have a name?
I got that from Bill, and it is Power Glide.
Oh, nice.
So just a second Power Glide?
Yeah. Yep. And he has little medical crosses on his wings and stuff. Mm. And there's also, like, a really green Onslaught.
Yeah, that is Hardhead.
Oh, wow. And there was also a very dark-ish Silverbolt, I think?
Yeah, the Silverbolt was primarily black with red and orange. And this is an homage to Skyjack, the Cyberjet from G2.
Oh, cool.
But he'll be called Skyfall in one of those name variation scenarios.
Oh, that's pretty neat. They also had a Human Alliance Bumblebee on display and a prototype Human Alliance Sideswipe in the development area, along with some...
That was cool.
Yeah, and along with some CAD art, I believe, and design art and prototypes of Gravity Bots.
Mm-hmm.
And next to those, there was the upcoming 25th anniversary G1 Soundwave in his giant robot-moded box with his four tapes.
That's
yeah,
nice.
Yeah, that box is huge.
Giant. Oh, I missed that one. That's one for the few I missed.
He was right next to the other thing, which was a couple of G1 Unicrons. Apparently there are six, I was told. There are six of them at hand and known to exist, and none of them have the soundboard. The soundboard was recorded with Orson Welles after the film and may in fact be his final performance, but they know that a master is out there somewhere, but no one at Hasbro can find it at this time. However, the G1 Unicron was pretty big.
He is big. I took a couple of photos and haven't gotten them up yet, but he's another two heads taller than Armada Unicron.
Hell yeah.
Yep, that was my first time seeing that in person. I've seen pictures of it, but seeing the person was pretty neat.
Is that the first time anybody has seen it in person? Has it ever been shown before?
Yeah, there was actually one for sale at a very early BotCon. A private collector had gotten one, and he put it up for sale. I believe it sold... This is like 1994, 95. And it sold for, I think, a couple thousand. Don't hold me to that. There's reports... It's reported and archived out there how much it went for, but can't remember off the top of my head. Other than that, Dealer Room Halls. Lots of cool stuff. Big Bad Toyster had The Fallen. Voyager The Fallen. Gog got that, actually.
I did.
How is he?
He's pretty neat. His vehicle mode's okay. I mean, whatever. I mean, his bot mode's neat.
Yeah, and the feet don't...
Can you describe his toes?
Suck as much as I thought they were gonna.
Yeah. Hey, bro, I heard you like toes, so I put some toes on your toes.
Now you can stub your toes while you're stubbing your toes.
I am not responsible for what is said in this podcast. It is going up unedited for the sake of brevity and time.
Your brevity and time.
I am brevity and time.
Sexy brevity.
Myself, as I said, I got a Masterpiece Grimlock. I haven't opened him up yet, but I messed with Optimus Scourges at TFCon, and that's why I bought it. Foster, did you get anything cool?
Well, I've been working on some of the last G1 parts and that I needed, and I saw a cool thing that I've been meaning to get at the Big Bad Toy Store. This is the set of the Beast Wars Golden Discs with the player that you attach to a Transmetal Megatron, and I just picked up the Beast Wars Metals Japanese version, who's not going to fall apart as the U.S. version does, and I've lost three of them, and the Henkei Dinobot, which is really sharp. I'm going to give him those golden discs, and he can have the faction gimmick flip around on his chest while he ponders his fate.
Very cool.
Yep, and coincidentally, I also bought a Henkei Dinobot today.
You did, right after I borrowed $20 to buy a...
That's right, TF Source had them on hand for $25 a piece, so I couldn't say no to that. I have the U.S. version. I was kind of disappointed with it after the fact, just mainly because of the colors, but the Henkei version is awesome. So I also have the Golden Disc set. I may just give it to him, because I don't have a Transmetal 2, or just Transmetal Megatron.
Aww. Seth,
yep.
You got an awesome purple robot.
Yeah, I got this sweet... Shockwave knockoff. Check them out.
He has exposed wire and a freaking bright LED.
His nickname is Blinding Bill.
Well, he's got this sweet ass super bright blue light. He does not have a proper shockwave head. He's got some crazy dumb robot head. But what's kind of sweet is the gun barrel. That is usually something that you would easily lose from a shockwave. Has a peg, and there's a hole in his arm, and it pegs onto his arm like a cannon. So that's actually kind of cool. But he's all, like, junky plastic, and he was $15 or whatever. But I also got a Encore Thundercracker and Skywarp 2-pack and Encore Trailbreaker.
Very G1. And Foster, I gotta ask you.
You say that so condescending.
that's G1. Next.
I meant that as an observation.
You G1er.
Anna, baby. I just wanted to ask Foster how he likes Valdigus.
I like Valdigus, man. I got the Korean version, the box set. This was a nice deal with the inverted G2 Autobot symbols. I'm really liking it. It's got some stickers on it, so it's got that real old school feel. And he'll make a great match with my upcoming Encore Bruticus.
So G1.
Very G1.
That's pretty G1, yeah.
I also got some NyQuil. I'm going to take a pull off of it right now so I can sleep better.
Okay, here you heard it. Oh, how'd it taste?
Tastes green.
It probably doesn't taste as bad as my Pedialyte.
Oh. So, tomorrow there are autograph sessions.
Damn, you drank the whole Pedialyte.
It's all gone, dude.
Good lord. Isn't that for babies?
It's also for recovering from alcohol poisoning.
Alright.
I only had two. Tomorrow is when a lot of autographs happen, a lot of one-day autographs, and honestly, I don't know if I'm going to make them. let's see, can I see your schedule?
Yeah, sure.
Yeah, tomorrow, let's see, so... Basically 9 till 11, there are autographs with Weird Al, David Kay, and Peter Cullen. And I honestly don't know if I'm going to pull it off. Because especially the Weird Al one, honestly, the Weird Al one, if you don't line up by 7, I got doubts you're going to make it in myself.
Yeah.
That's going to be just too premium. That's going to be like your day.
Peter Cullen, he's going to be available for the least amount of time, isn't he?
Yeah, he's only there for an hour and then an hour in the afternoon. Actually, no, Weird Al's only there for an hour, period. So, Weird Al's at least.
He'll be at the Paramount party, though.
Oh, yeah. And David Kay's going to be there a couple times, and Greg Berger will be there as well. But, yeah, the panels tomorrow, there's going to be an IDW panel, which I'm actually going to skip.
Weird Al's signing autographs for 2 hours, 9 till 11.
Oh. Yeah, Edition's fun. I forgot about that. Anyway, there's an IDW panel. Are any of you guys going to check it out?
I think I might, yeah.
How about you guys, Foster?
Yeah, I'm looking forward to it. I want to hear more about this Spotlight Metroplex. That looks like a pretty good comic coming up.
What time is the IDW? 10? Yeah. Nah, I'm probably going to pass on that one. But I want to hit the Activision. Because I like video games. And Activision makes video games. That's afterwards. That's the next one after
that. Yeah, right after that. The Activision one, again, like, comics and video games, as far as panels go, it's like, they're cool, just for me, they're not as interesting. I might, like, step in them, and I'm definitely going to be by the Activision one so I can get a good seat for the panel afterwards, which is Weird Al and David Kay, followed by the Hasbro preview and Q&A, which are going to be two panels I do want to see. Thing is, I might spend the IDW panel going to buy myself a packed lunch for the rest of the panel time, because I'm going to be...
Yeah, I was just thinking about the food issue that this is creating.
I'm going to be sitting in there for a very long time. And hopefully FunPub won't do something like say, all right, everyone, get out of the room and reline up so everyone gets a chance at seating, because it's just going to be like, okay, let's get out of the room and then stand by the door.
I don't see them doing that. That would take more time away from the panels themselves.
I agree. I just hope it doesn't... Oh, yeah, we also got to see the Ice Cream Twins in person. They're tiny, but they're cool.
Yeah, is it Skids that has the gold tooth?
Yeah.
It looked like the mold that they were showing was defaced to keep from being resold on the market, because it looked like someone just took like a hot iron and just melted them straight down the middle of the face. And that one there.
That's a shame.
They had that deluxe Jolt too.
Yep.
That is it's not the most awesome movie Autobot I think we've seen so far, but I think he's kind of cool. I'm definitely getting that Jolt. Just so he could fight with a Rampage in a whip battle.
Oh, and after the Hasbro panel, there's one more panel. The Transformers Collectors Club Roundtable panel, which I've been told is extremely informative, but unfortunately it falls off my radar every year again. I'd love to see every panel, but I always have to cut time out so I can, like, stay sane. And that's another one that often just gets cut down. But I love reading the reports on it.
I think I'm going to buy a fax machine and bring it to the panel. And fax them a question.
And are you going to throw it on the ground and take a hammer to it?
I know where this is going.
I hate fax machines! Cronk. And there, otherwise it's just the, oh, yeah, there's a, I don't know how I forgot about this, it's a Peter Cullen panel at 4, right before the show closes for the evening.
There are too many panels.
Yeah. Are any of you guys going to check out the Peter Cullen panel? Gog, I'm sure you're probably interested.
Yes, probably.
Because you haven't seen him before, right?
Most likely. Yes, definitely.
Foster, what about you?
Yeah, most likely. I'll hit up some Peter Cullen. He's always good.
Seth?
I'm going to have to see how it goes. If I'm up for it, I'll go. I'm not going to avoid it on purpose, but well, I'm just going to see how the day goes.
You start going in there, you see Cullen sitting there, you're like, no! And you, like, run out.
No, not this time!
I didn't hop on a plane just to listen to Cullen.
I didn't fly for 45 minutes to listen to your short whatever you were. I was going to swear, and I had to pull it back, so you didn't have the Idol 11 me.
Thank you for your restraint.
I know. I put a lid on it and capped it down.
And the other big one is...
Secured the bulkheads.
Tomorrow night at 7:15, we gather and depart for the 8 o'clock party at Paramount that'll run till midnight. And that's hopefully going to be exciting. Unfortunately, since it runs till midnight, we're going to get back here just in time to watch the bar close at 1.
So what do you think the odds are that there's going to be surprise celebrity guests?
Well, I'm sure they can get, like... honestly, if they get Glenn Morshower, I'm going to absolutely fanboy out.
Well, at the Hasbro booth, they had a sign that said, there will be one of the stars from Revenge of the Fallen on set, but they're not naming them yet.
It had better be Glenn Morshower.
Yeah, but the star was in quotes. So it was like one of the stars of Revenge of the Fallen.
Optimus Prime is already in the dealer room. It can't be him. Foster, who do you think the star is?
Voice actor. That's what I'm thinking.
Charlie Adler?
Yeah, could be.
By the way, when I said, who do you think the star is, I just realized I said it in a really condescending tone that I didn't intend to. I was like, who do you think the star is going to be? Foster Logger.
Could be the guy. I couldn't think of his name, and I had to post quickly to a thread for comedic purposes. And so I just before someone else stole my thunder, and I always could have deleted their post, but I just called him Left Cheek, Left Cheek.
What?
Tyrese?
You got it, yeah.
Okay.
Oh, God.
I was like, it was cool to see him at 2007, because another individual was claiming that, well, you know, if any BotCon event would ever host anyone from the live-action movie, and I was like, well, it happened. It was Left Cheek, Left Cheek.
He'd be cool to see, because he has lines you can scream, and he can scream them back.
Bring the rain.
Yeah, bring that rain.
Bring it!
I'd be disappointed if it was Tyrese, just because we've already seen him. Let's get somebody fresh and new in here.
That's harsh.
I know. Well, that's who I am. I'm a harsh dude.
Hey, Tyrese.
I took a big swig of NyQuil. I don't got time for no Tyrese's.
Hey, Tyrese, we saw you already. He's all, like, surly drinking his... So he comes in with, like, a bourbon flask full of NyQuil. Tastes like green. Glug, glug. Hey, Tyrese. Seen ya. Glug, glug.
I brought your rain.
Starts...
Although they can bring that Australian chick back, because she was just...
It's weird being in the same room as him when he does that.
I usually mute the mic and nobody hears it.
Gog, what do you think the party's going to be like for you?
I don't know. I just hope it's fun. I don't have any expectations, really.
It's going to be a knife fight.
I hope that they have some surprises for us. That they haven't really announced yet.
Me too. You know what would be awesome? If we all get there and we get a free Supreme Devastator.
That would be sweet.
It's not going to happen. It would be really, fun.
I would ride it home. That thing is so huge.
Someone to pull the scavenger by the the scoop.
Yep.
Whee! Yeah, I guess we can tell you all about the party next podcast, because we'll have gotten back from it.
That's
we won't be able to go to the bar, so we'll be able to just record a podcast.
I'll just be drinking my NyQuil, getting high on the green.
He'll be dousing in the queue.
Yeah, and he's going to be like, hey, let me break it rain. He just goes like...
I break the rain and he spit takes up in the air. Oh, noes.
Oh. But just an update from the last show, I have figured out how to transform Rampage.
Oh, he's Reckon. Full of it.
I figured it out.
No, he
I
didn't.
Solved the puzzle.
He looked at production photos.
I finished the Da Vinci Code. I solved the mystery. It's pretty awesome.
Anyway, I guess that'll do it for now, and I'd just like to point out and clarify if anything we say has offended or confused you, please bear in mind that it's approximately 2 a.m. and we were all at the bar and that kind of happens like that. So think of this not so much as something to be shocked at, but something to learn from.
Well, people should get used to me saying offensive things. It's just, I'm used to it after hundreds of times. So,
thank you, Foster Lager. Seth, any fun thoughts?
The queue's kicking in, man. I'm done. I'm punching out. Oh, wait.
Now he's back. Yeah.
What's going on down there?
On his Twitter. /SethBuzzers.com.net
/CreepTalk.
Gog, any final thoughts for tonight?
Yeah, please forgive the audio quality, because I don't think the mix will work on turn on when we start recording.
Hooray!
Yeah,
anyway, this has been WTF at TFW. It's about 2:07 a.m. and the night is kicking in, the beer's wearing off. So, we got those in the morning.
And a Danish.
And a Danish.
Grapes.
And grapes.
And a
Edelman's
donut.
Edelman's donut.
Add all that up. I don't know what the f*** it means, but you got some badass perpetrators that are here to stay.